This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been exploring on this broadcast of late the idea that the United States might well be on the verge of becoming a petrostate, a really big petrostate, a producer on the order of, say, Saudi Arabia. Turns out, we should have been thinking bigger. There is a new projection out today saying the U.S. will outproduce the Saudis within 5 years. And the projection comes not from an oil company or a bank, but from the Blue Ribbon International Energy Agency in Vienna. By all accounts, this would mean fuel for the U.S. economy as well as actual fuel. The question, of course, is how much and for how long? From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Scott Tong.
The report suggests U.S. oil production will leapfrog the Saudis because of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, the same thing driving our natural gas boom. Add it up, and the optimists think it equals 3 to 4 million new jobs and ultra-low energy bills for the country. Independent energy economist Philip Verlinger.
Order of the magnitude is the same as the technology boom in the 90s. We are going to see an economic surge very similar to that.
New jobs have already come in drilling and supplying the drillers with pipes and trucks and hotel rooms. Also, petrochemical plants. They use a natural gas product as a cheap raw material. Analyst Ed Morse is with Citigroup.
The U.S. is the cheapest large-scale petrochemical producing country in the world. Massive new petrochemical facilities are being built, not only in Louisiana and Texas, but in places like Pennsylvania and Ohio and West Virginia.
But this being economics, there are competing assumptions and prophecies. Some think the U.S. oil and gas boom is just a one-decade, one-off bonanza. Trevor Hauser is with the Rhodium Group Consultancy.
In the IEA's estimation, the most commercially attractive fields are the ones that are getting developed right now. And tight oil or shale gas fields produce pretty rapidly early on, but then decline fairly sharply.
This decline rate is a big debate, as is whether fracking is an energy game changer equivalent to the internet. At the very least, the energy pros see a solid 10 to 15 year economic boost. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.